Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again to a wonderful show, a show that's about you guys. It's about those of you that work hard. You work really hard for your money, and you want your money to start working hard for you so you can work because you want to, not because you have to. And hey, as a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. They've got some great blogs on there and some great stuff, even a great ebook you could download called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today to be able to get you real fast cash flow, especially if you're looking to invest more now. So today I want to bring on a special guest. And you guys know that when I bring on guests, I don't bring on just any hosers. You know, I don't bring on just anybody. I bring on people that I think are really walking the talk. Or I guess you say, what is it? Walk the walk, talk the talk, right? And every once in a while I get somebody who says, hey, you should meet so-and-so. And I'm usually pretty skeptical. They're always guilty until proven innocent. And for our guest, this is the first time he's hearing that. But you know, I was definitely pretty impressed with our guest here named Chris Prefontaine. So just so you know, like Chris, he's actually the best-selling author of the book Real Estate on Your Own Terms, which is, he's been a real estate investor for 27 years. He's the founder of the Smart Real Estate Coach and host of the Smart Real Estate Coach podcast. So for you podcast listeners, check that out. Also, I mean, he lives in Rhode Island with his family. But one of the coolest things is like with his education and what he's done with his family, with their own family business, is that they've helped students and people across the country, teaching them how to create real estate and do it on their own terms. In fact, they actually, their family buys between 5 and 10 properties every single month, and they manage about $20 to $30 million worth of real estate. And they're all done on terms without any bank financing. And so that's the kind of thing I want to be able to bring up today as we bring on Chris, because again, this is a guy that's doing, you know, is actually doing the stuff. He's not just somebody who just talks about it and then just tries to sell you crap. So Chris, welcome to our show.
Well, thanks. And I'm super glad to know that I'm not a hoser. I'm in a good spot.
That's right. You definitely are, man. So tell us more about like what started you on that path, that journey.
You know, the whole terms, tactics and protocol came from the debacle of 08. I mean, it's a chapter in my book because it was awful. Mm-hmm. It was when I was on too many bank loans and signed on too many personal things. And so when we came out of that, we re-engineered it to say, all right, we're not touching banks anymore. We're not signing personally. And we still want to go out and create a market. And that's how it was kind of spawned.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's amazing how that recession really redefined us, because I talk about on the show where I went, you know, from millionaire to upside down millionaire and had to dig back out of that. And it was not a fun process, but a lot of my best, really the best advice I give today came because of that experience.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when I talk to people, if I ask them for a lesson, a lot of them, depending on their age, come from that 08 crash, and a lot of cool things came out of it.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing too, is that I actually trust people more when they've gone through that kind of crash. Not that they had to go through it perfectly, but at least if they went through it and crashed and burned, that they learned something from it and then were able to come out stronger for it.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Chris, because you got, there's just too many people that started, and it's nothing against them. They don't know yet, but they started after that. And so everything's been peachy, but why not talk with someone and rub elbows with someone that's been through all that?
Yeah, I mentioned people, you know, just like I said here, I mean, when I look at real estate guys, you're pretty much guilty until proven innocent. You know, but one of the big questions for me is, okay, how'd you do it in the crash? You know, even if you crashed and burned, great, but how'd you come out of that? Like, what did you learn and how are you doing business differently that actually allows you to be in a better place?
No doubt.
So, well, awesome. Well, I mean, I'm definitely curious because, when I get a lot of the people that are listening to the show right now, I mean, there's people, of course, looking to make passive income and that's awesome. But I've also been doing shows on, you know, active ways to create income. And I know to do that, it requires a lot of education and you know, the ability to actually go and perform it. It takes a little bit more time and energy, but the returns are way higher. So speak to that. Like what with the kind of strategy you use, and I know you have the whole, three paydays per deal type of thing that you teach. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so you alluded to buying on terms, and I alluded to reengineering the business. So now we go out, and practically, what does that mean? So we create, when you say three paydays, I'll tie up a home, either owner financing or lease purchase. Again, no banks, none of our own cash, maybe $10. And then where do the three paydays come from? We turn around and we put a tenant buyer in that home, and a tenant buyer is just a buyer that needs time to either enhance their credit or perhaps season their income. Mm-hmm. And while they're doing that, they do a rent home with us to get to the finish line. So the first payday is them coming in with their non-refundable deposit. So you don't have a tenant, you have a serious buyer. That's payday one. Those average somewhere in the high 20,000 range, so like 25, 28,000 per deal. And then payday two is smaller, but it's a nice cash flow. Cash flow fixes a lot of things, as you know. So it's a difference between what we're paying the mortgage company that stays in the seller's name, or we're paying the seller, and what we charge our buyer. So there's a spread there, and it ranges 3, 5, 7, sometimes as high as 1,000. Our average is low, like $300-something a month per property per month. And then the back end is, of course, any markup in the price plus any principal pay down benefit we've received over the term. So those three paydays average around the country, low of 45, high of 110, and we sit with our family right around the middle, right around $75,000 a deal.
That's awesome. $75,000 a deal. And how long does that take full process before you think you receive all that?
Yeah, good question. A low, Chris, of say 9 to 12 months, and a longer of 48 months. So your average is closer to the 36 range.
That's pretty good return on $10. I mean, if it were $0, it'd be an infinite rate of return. You're pretty close to that.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. The only time I'll put more down is if we do it in a self-directed IRA or something. I just feel like it's a little bit more quantifiable and legitimate when you put $500 down. But still, that's kind of a crazy, return.
So are you raising capital from investors to be able to do that? Or how do you end up getting
that? No, it doesn't. We don't need any ever. So do some investors call us and say, hey, I'm not making 15% or more. So do you have deals for us? Yeah, we can find deals, but that's not what we do in general. When we buy, we don't need cash down. And those immediate paydays and ongoing paydays, because now you start scheduling these out, Chris, right? If you have 1, 2, 5, 10 deals this year, these things are scheduled out now for the foreseeable future, where you can actually predict it. You can step back a little bit. And so we don't need banks. We don't need investors.
That's awesome. And that's just because, like, as soon as you're putting the money in, you're also getting the money right back out from the down payment, right? I mean, pretty sure the down payment is your down payment from the tenant.
Yeah, it's odd. I'm not going to tell you never. Like, $10 is the standard written in our agreement. But if I was getting a really good deal on a property, and we've done this most recently in Arizona with one of our students, the woman said, look, I'll just sell it to you for what I owe. You just make my payments. But I need to move money. Like, I have no money. I think we gave her like $1,700. Like, that's an exception to the rule, but that's not the norm.
So it sounds like to me, are you finding tenants that are already in the property then?
No, that is probably once or twice a year, literally, where we take over someone's property and what I call inherit their tenant. More times than not, it's empty, and we're going out to the market. This stat will probably slay you. There's 80% of the buyers right now nationally, and they vary in different markets, but roughly speaking, 80% can't walk in a bank and get a loan right now unless they do some tweaks like credit enhancement, pay down debt, whatever. So we deal in that market and then give them the time they need to get mortgage ready. And of course, we pre-screen them as a whole program, but that's who we deal with.
Yeah. Well, obviously, because you want to make sure you lower your risk by pre-screening them, so you're not dealing with this for 5, 10 years or watching them bail on you.
Correct. You want to set them up to win. If not, don't accept them. There's no sense.
Yeah. And of course, even if they do bail on you, who cares? You just got paid the down payment. You'll collect another one.
Well, we will. But to that point, this is a huge point. So a lot, you go online now, this is not talking out of school, and you Google that, you Google some other educators, and they'll tell you point blank what you just said. Oh, who cares? Just put another one in. But morally and ethically, you got to live with that. So why don't you set them up to win? But you are correct. Some people are teaching that.
Yeah, that's true. You do want to set them up to win. And that's one of the things when you said it to me was like the first aha was, this is really creating a huge service for people, because, it wasn't that long ago I was that guy, the guy that had cash, but didn't have all the credit to get the best terms on a loan, or even if I could get a loan, right? Even when I could get a loan, it's like, oh, well, the interest rate's pretty high. Maybe I'm just going to wait longer, and then all the meanwhile, you're waiting for prices to keep appreciating and rising, and you feel like you're just chasing after you're like a dog chasing after a fire truck.
Yeah, you were better off than me then if you had cash and no credit, because after 08, I had neither.
Well, it took a while. It wasn't immediately after 08 I had cash. But but even then, because the credit was hashed, because I didn't file for bankruptcy, I actually did worse. I didn't file for bankruptcy. So I had, you know, a lot of things on my credit that didn't get wiped off.
And you and me both. Yep, I know I know the pain on that one.
So that's awesome. You know, now a lot of people will say this is too good to be true. What would you say to that?
I get that. I get that from sellers and buyers as well as, other cohorts in the industry. Here's the deal. Nothing's without a learning curve. It's not a push button. I say to people in print on my website, if you're looking for a push button, get rich quick, don't do what we're doing. It's not. I'm not that infomercial. What I will tell you is that there's a learning curve. You have to want to be comfortable with either scaling with people that can call or you being comfortable with calling and chatting with people and communicating. I mean, it's not like a push button, and it's not overnight. This will take you a ramp up period of anywhere from 90 to 180 days. We tell people plan on 180. Don't plan on a deal right away. You know, we had a police officer recently do one in 30 days. That's not the norm. Plan on 6 months.
Yeah. I think that's a good point, because the expectation is going to be pretty hard to manage if they're not managed appropriately.
That's a magic word, managing those expectations. Yeah.
Because I know a lot of times I'll get people, especially like dentists, they'll say, okay, I just want to put my money somewhere and not think about it, which I'm like, well, that's a slower way to build money. That's a slower way to build growth. And you could do that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, with something like this where you can use little money, you know, not a ton of money, but to be able to create massive returns, that does require more time and energy on your part. And that's more of the active investing or direct investing route that everybody else that you're trying to put your money towards, if they're doing notes or different funds in real estate, they're possibly doing some of the same kind of stuff. You're just, you know, you're just backing them instead of you doing it yourself.
Yeah. And on that note, let me just comment on that too, that like the dentist example you gave. Look, I have my own CFO and tax preparer and my own attorneys in different states seeing what we do and say, look, I just want to give you some money and can you find a home for it? So we'll do that on occasion. But yes, you are absolutely correct. The reason I can do that is they will do better. They will have much bigger returns than they used to if they either do it themselves or let us show them how to build a team around that while they run their practice or whatever it is they're doing in your example.
And that was going to be my next question. It's like, what do people do if they want to build a team around it, right?
Yeah, well, it's what we did, if you think about it. So I have myself, and then my son Nick came on board, and then my son-in-law Zach and my daughter Kayla came on board, and then we built a team around that. So it's absolutely doable. And one of the many things we show people is that exact path. Like, I don't try to do anything in theory. Here's exactly what we do. Here's how we did it. And here's how you can mimic that.
That's great. Give us a real example, like a kind of like a case study of how this has worked, both how it benefited you as well as the person that was the tenant.
Oh, I could do numerous. I'll talk about one that comes to mind. It was an owner financing deal, not a lease purchase. There's all different types of deals. This one was on the market for several months, and the brothers contacted us. Their dad died, and they had several properties to sell. We met them, and selling on terms wasn't kind of on their radar. They, you know, like most heirs, they just wanted to clean the estate up in closure. And so we said, okay, no problem. It's not a fit. It's not a fit for everyone. And we parted. And then about 7 months later, in the middle of a winter, I remember, they called on a Friday afternoon, one of the brothers. And he said, look, my other brother wanted to get cleaned up, but I really liked what you did. I've got one house left that's my own, and I'm moving to South Carolina. And can you do that owner financing thing? I said, sure, when do you want to do it? He said, well, I'm leaving Monday. This is a Friday. So my son and I drove there Saturday, signed a purchase and sales agreement. He was on the market for around, I think it was $209. We signed up for $183,900, and we put zero money down, and we structured $923 principal. You'll like this as a finance show. Principal only payments. That's how we do owner financing. Wow. So every single month, that's pounding down the principal. We structured a 4-year term, which has now grown to be two more extensions of a year each. So it's a great, great deal. Now, on the other side of it, tenant buyer comes in. It was a family of five. They were all earning income. They came across some tough times. They passed our screening process. We put them in the home. They had zero challenges to date. They pay $1,500 a month. Remember, we're paying $923 plus our insurance. And they gave a $15,000 down payment. So we knew they were serious, and that was our payday one. And at the end of that deal, just, you can do the math, up to 6 years of principal pay down of $923, there's over $130,000 in that deal. We've probably been to the house twice and probably talked to them twice. They're happy as a clam. They called us crying during Christmas when I accepted them, and my seller's happy and we're happy. It's a great win.
I love it. That's great. And that's the thing. I can see it's not for everybody, but I can see where some people on the show would say, wow, like that's the kind of thing I want to do. Like if I'm going to use money, I want to use it in a way that does more than just serves me. It serves other people at the same time. And really what you're doing is you're creating, you know, between the seller, between the tenant and yourself, you're kind of creating not just a win-win transaction, but a win-win-win transaction, which I think are my favorite transactions.
Yeah, no doubt. When my son came in after being a realtor, he said, wow, this is so much healthier. It's just, that's the word to use, healthier. You're not having people bicker. Everyone's happy.
Yeah. So less headache. Now, obviously, I'm sure this doesn't go without any headaches. I'm sure there's going to be snags and road bumps along the way, and that's where the education training comes into play, correct?
Well, yeah, but I don't try to dodge that. There's a whole book, a chapter in my book. The chapter is called What Can Go Wrong, and even some other educators in the industry have criticized it, saying, why are you doing that? You're going to scare people away. I said, well, I don't want them going to a seminar room, getting rah-rah, and leaving thinking there's no headaches. There's headaches. Just know how to pivot and get around them.
Yep, exactly. So yeah, that's great. So yeah, tell us, for everybody who is interested here and wants to get access to that book, how would they get access to that?
Well, we created a link for your show. So all I got to do is put you as a reference when they fill the form out, and they can go to free, SREC, stands for Smart Real Estate Coach. So free, SRECbook.com. And when I say free, Chris, no shipping charges. I can't stand when you go online and it says, get my book for free, and you got to put your credit card in and pay $8 or $10. This is free. We will pay for the shipping. You will not be asked what of a dime.
That's awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. I'm thinking about to check that out myself too. So free, SRECbook.com.
You betcha.
I'll put that in the show notes as well so people can get access to that. So
great.
Awesome. Chris, any last words that you have for our guests? Any final piece of advice that from your perspective now, being where you are and the potential that you've seen in what you do in this kind of strategy, like, and obviously there's more than one strategy you can use, which is cool. What would you leave with our listeners?
Two things in no particular order. As you were talking, I just scribbled. One is, I'm not so naive to think we're the only mentor out there, but find a niche in real estate that you can relate to. And then within that niche, find someone that's still doing it. Key, not did it 10, 20 years ago, like still doing it. Real estate changes too quickly. You need someone in the trenches. And then third, make sure you can relate to that person, then run and don't look back for 3 years. And the only other thing I'd have, just because of probably the nature of a lot of your listeners, is I have nothing against stocks or other passive investments, as you alluded to earlier. But the fact is, the real estate can't go to zero. Like, my house can't go to zero,
right,
even if the market retracted. And stocks, unfortunately, can. So again, no bias to anything other than that's why and what I do.
I love it. Everybody, check out this free ebook. Free book. You know, free, SRECbook.com. Go ahead and download that. And I love the concept of 3 paydays per deal. That's awesome. I mean, because there's so many multiple rates of return you can get from that, and so much creativity there. And so those of you that want more education training, especially if you want to create greater leverage with your money than just, you know, I know we've had people on here that offer 10, 12, even 15% returns on your money per year. But man, when you can create leverage and create speed and efficiency, that just accelerates all of your goals much faster. But it does require you, and it requires your education and training to do that. So check out that book for those of you that really resonate with this. And everybody, I hope you make it a wonderful, prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.